Cecil, Mrs. Mason told Uncle Thomas that she'd gotten some more death threats and wanted to see him.
Oh, why doesn't she run and see Butch Williams?
And Cecil, she's coming over right now.
Well, what are we going to do?
We're going to stay and see what she says.
Ha! You know what the old biddy will do. She'll want a drink of water, and that'll spell exit for us.
Oh, but she isn't going to know we're here.
What are you going to do? Use invisible ink?
Come here, Cecil. I'm going to show you how I do things.
Hey, there she is now. Oh, boy, she doesn't lose any time getting over here.
Quick, Cecil, come here. Don't make any noise.
Hey, you better go let her in. Hey, what are you doing?
Cecil, we have to know what goes on. It's wrong to do this, but it's right.
Sally, you better go open the door for her.
Cecil, quick, here comes Uncle Thomas downstairs. I hear him.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Climb over here and hide with me behind the davenport.
Hey, we're liable to get caught, Sally.
No, we won't. Hurry up, Cecil. We'll hide here behind the davenport and listen to what Mrs. Mason says. It's for Uncle Thomas.
Oh, all right. Here, we'll have to push it a little bit away from the wall, though.
All right. Hurry up, Cecil. Here, stoop down here behind it like I am.
All right. Golly, there's not much room back here. Can they see us?
No, they'll never see us. Keep your head down, Cecil. Lie on the floor.
Golly, I hope Mr. Smith doesn't see us here.
Cecil, this is the only way we could know what's being said.
There goes your uncle now to open the door.
Goodness, but my heart is beating.
Don't let it stop. Keep it beating. It's good for it. But don't breathe so hard in my ear.
He's opening the front door, Cecil. Don't make any noise.
Oh, come in, Mrs. Mason.
Oh, thank you, Tommy. It was dear of you to say that you would see me.
Not at all. Come into the living room. Well, what's happened now?
Look, two more of those threatening letters. I just got them.
Well, this looks serious. Here, take a chair while I read them.
They were slipped under my door not 10 minutes ago.
I see. Did you see who it was?
No, but I think I know at last.
Hey, Sally, she saw him.
She didn't say so. Keep still.
Well, I can see it's the same person that sent the first one.
I didn't see who delivered it, but I think I know, as I just said.
You do? You mean you know who wrote these?
Oh, Tommy, are you blind? Can't you see? Why, we didn't think of it before, I can't for the life of me understand.
Well, I must say you take it lightly.
You dear, dear boy, you know as well as I do.
I'm afraid that you flatter me, Mrs. Mason.
Oh, what a man you are. You want to give me credit for discovering who's been trying to frighten me.
Well, whatever you have discovered, it has undoubtedly relieved your mind.
Oh, Tommy, you don't need to pretend with me. Read it again.
Golly Moses, Sally, I wish you'd hurry and say who it is.
Don't talk. He might look behind
well,
the
this is strange. Whoever wrote these threats seems to know everyone concerned.
Of course, you see, they mention you. They also mention Butch.
That's a fact, they do. It must be someone here in the neighborhood. Why, then they can't be serious. Why, Mrs. Mason, you are a detective yourself.
Exactly. And Tommy, can't you see what they want?
Well, I thought at first they were demanding money.
Oh, Tommy, what they really want is me.
You mean your life?
After a fashion, yes. Can't you read between the lines?
No, Mrs. Mason. If you will just tell me quickly and exactly who wrote this...
Tommy, if I tell you, you will promise to listen to me?
I don't understand.
Well, I want you to promise me that you will see that the writer of these letters will get all that is coming to them.
Well, it's really not my affair. I can't do anything, though I'm curious.
Oh, yes, you can. If you promise to do as I wish, will you...
Sally, your goose is cooked.
Cecil, can you hear my teeth?
No, why? Have you got them out?
They're chattering.
Listen to her trying to get Mr. Smith to land on us.
I haven't the vaguest idea what this is all about yet.
Well, I'll tell you then. These letters want me to pay, but not with money.
But I don't see how else you could pay them.
Well, Tommy, did it ever occur to you that someone might want to marry me?
Oh, surely you can't mean that... Some unknown is using this method to get you to marry him?
Yes, Tommy. The man who is sending me those letters is none other than Butch Williams.
Mr. Williams sending you threatening letters?
Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. You know he is desperately in love with me.
But why should he send you mysterious letters?
Oh, I can't blame him for loving me. It's always been fatal with me. But he thinks he can frighten me into marrying him.
Oh, I see. Well, this seems an unusual way to propose.
You notice here in one note it says that I must marry Butch Williams.
So it does. Has he admitted it?
No, He's on his way out here now.
What a state of affairs. What possible advantage could he gain from doing this sort of thing?
Oh, Tommy, Butch is primitive. I don't know why it is. I attract all types. And being the type he is taking this manner of forcing me into marrying him.
I see. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, that's where you come in. You promised me you'd do what I ask you.
Well, yes, I will, but you surely are in no danger now.
Oh, yes, I am. When I accuse him, he'll be desperate. No telling why he might even kill me.
Oh, come now. He is civilized after all.
Oh, Tommy, every day the papers are full of stories of beautiful women being killed by hopeless lovers.
Well, I really can't say. In the meantime, what about those letters?
Here, give them to me. I don't want Butch to see them yet.
Well, what are you going to do, burn them?
Yes. Here, Tommy. Come sit with me on the davenport while I burn them.
Here you are, Mrs. Mason. I'll light them for you.
There they go. Up in flames. Oh, Tommy, they're burning too fast. What shall I do?
Ouch! Put them down. Throw them down. No, not on the rug. Behind the davenport.
Oh, my. Will they burn anything behind the davenport?
No, it's quite all right now. I didn't want them to fall on the rug. Did you burn yourself?
Oh, Tommy, what a man you are. You're a born leader. In an emergency, you just take charge like a general. When I'm with you, I feel like I'm all woman, like a real woman should, relying and looking up adoringly at a man who knows what he wants and goes after it. A leader. Now, Tommy, I'll tell you what I want you to do about this. Tommy, come out with me on the front porch, and we'll sit in the hammock, and I'll tell you everything. Come, Tommy.